I've taken on these groups of extremely sick people that are trying 5 and 6 patients at a time, trying to band together and take care of themselves. And the fucking drug task force over there is in there kicking down their door every like 30 days, confiscating their stuff. I mean, just a continual pattern of harassment. And when you read the Frye decision, you understand that this could go on potentially forever, because you could be in compliance, get taken down in a drug raid, go to court, do a jury trial, win, do a forfeiture, win, and they can be at your house the next day. There's no way to stop it. There's no way to protect people. Given what they said in Frye, it's only an affirmative defense. We're screwed. There is going to be no way to effectively protect patients very soon under our medical marijuana law. And that is why we have got to have marijuana law reform for everyone. We cannot continue to protect patients effectively unless marijuana is available to everyone. And that's just a fact. So to that end, Jeff Steinborn and I and some other people drafted an initiative that's out there called 1068, and we're trying to get it on the ballot and we're trying to get it passed. Because that is the only way, I believe, we're going to be able to adequately protect patients. I've got cancer patients that are literally dying. I'm having to go to court and get preservation depositions ordered by courts because prosecutors are dragging the case out, waiting for the fucking guy to die. Now, what the hell is wrong with these guys? They have any compassion at all? How in the hell can you do that? I invited the guy over to come to my client's, the prosecutor to come over to my client's house. Come and meet this man. They won't do it. Why are they doing this to people that are sick and dying? What is the deal? Is it just the money they get for these cases? That's what they tell me all the time. We get paid a lot for these trials. The federal government pays us. If it involves marijuana, we get money. You get money to torture a fucking dying guy? You know, wouldn't mama be proud, man? You know, that's just outstanding. And that's not one case. Jeff and I have cases like that come in like once a week. We've got some egregious bullshit going on in some outlying county that just got a drug task force, just got a new toy. And medical marijuana patients are sitting ducks. They are sitting ducks. And they get broken into, they get shot at, nobody gives a damn. You know, the cops come, oh, you got medical marijuana? Well, what'd you expect? Fuck you. See you later. They don't even investigate. Don't even pretend to investigate. That's the situation we've got. And we're supposed to be one of the better states? This is supposed to be working somehow? You got to be fucking kidding me, right? We have got to do something more effective to protect patients and to protect all of the other people that are using marijuana. Because this got to end. This kind of abuse of rights. I mean, this is the new civil rights. This is it. This is the new civil rights issue. We've got a lot of other stuff out of the way. Maybe we're making some progress. But we are stuck with this war on drugs. And until we can get rid of some of this, until we can get rid of marijuana prohibition, the war on drugs is a war on marijuana. And it's a war on patients. And they're just racking it up. And they're using the backlash, and they're trying to portray it all as fun and games. It's not. We know that. But we need to protect everybody. The time has come to stop having them ruin anybody's life over a benign therapeutic substance that should not even be a controlled substance. Shouldn't even be. Our initiative turns marijuana no controlled substance. We redefine it. We do what the pharmacy board should do. We free up hemp. We need to be talking about green jobs. Hey, I got some green jobs for the Obama administration, boys. Let's go out there and grow some hemp. Let's make some hemp boards. Let's develop hemp concrete. Let's have carbon neutral buildings. Let's have some interesting, you know, development on the commercial side. You know, what are you guys doing? Is this the progressive that we elected? I mean, come on. This is ridiculous. I don't know what else to say. The law is just a tool that I try and use to protect people, you know, and some people say I'm too blunt or I'm too harsh or I swear too much, but I'm not running a fucking popularity contest here. I'm trying to keep people out of jail. I am trying to keep people out of prison, usually people that are sick and dying. When I did hardcore criminal defense and I did murder trials and was thinking about evidence to try and get, the guy's a good trial in a murder case or something. I knew I was doing a good job. I felt proud. I was vindicating constitutional rights. I felt good about all that stuff, and I still do. I did a controlled substance homicide a year ago for a kid. I don't do juvenile cases, but I did one. And I got the kid off, and I felt great about it. This is a bullshit case. But we don't have the tools anymore. The courts, the law, we have got to get this stuff back on track. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. When they are putting people that aren't, you know, charged with traditional crimes, quote unquote, in prison, we've got a real problem. These people aren't criminals. These people are sick and dying patients. What the fuck are they doing with people like that? You can't, as a lawyer, as a criminal defense attorney, fail to take some of those cases. Jeff Runt and I, we take a lot of these cases. We take them pro bono because the people that need our help can't pay for us. The people that have the impact litigation cases, where like Marty Kozert and other people, where the rubber's going to meet the road, those people can't pay. We've got to find ways to fund these cases and fund this impact litigation and get this back on track for patients, or we're screwed. The larger reform, you know, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to run some type of legalization initiative. The one we've got that Jeff and I worked on is a complete repeal of prohibition. It simply withdraws all criminal penalties in Washington State for adult marijuana use, cultivation. You can bathe in it. You can snort it, smoke it. I don't give a, it doesn't matter. All the criminal laws repealed. All the civil forfeitures repealed. It's all gone. It's exactly what they did in 23 in New York with prohibition when they left 10 years ahead of the rest of the country. Same thing. We're leaving prohibition. Fine. Federal government, you want the marijuana prohibition? Fuck you. You pay for it. We're saving $150 million. We're saving 14,000 arrests. You're not ruining any more lives. We get this, hemp is legal, you get this thing passed, we're gonna plant 20,000 acres of hemp out there next year, kick your ass. This is important. This is the future. We gotta protect these folks, we gotta protect this emerging industry, and we gotta do a better job of funding the impact cases and using the law to do it. I'll use any trick I can at trial, anything I can pick up, I'll steal from anybody to try and win these cases and keep these people free. And I think that most of the people in this room feel the same fucking way. And I'm proud to be here talking to all of you and talking to you about the law and talking to you about the commitment that we all share to stop this bullshit. And I thank you very much.